This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, it's our triple option feature. Mike Dottiglia along with Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long. Jeff, you first up bat.
All right, I'm going to talk about a topic near and dear to my heart because I've brought it up at least five times, but I'm going to keep bringing it up until it stops being something we should be talking about. 30 of 32 second-round draft picks in the NFL this year are unsigned. The only two that have signed were the top two picks in the second round. That's Jaden Higgins with the Texans, Carson Schwechinger, linebacker with the Browns. Both of those players got fully guaranteed deals. Why are all these other players not signing? Because they also would almost certainly like a fully guaranteed deal. So there's two players that I think are going to trigger the domino, whatever happens. One is Nick Amonwori, the safety, who was the 34th pick, who he'd be the next pick down the line. Because once one player kind of caves and doesn't take that fully guaranteed contract, every player behind them is going to have to kind of go off of that. The other player is going to be the only quarterback taken in the second round, Tyler Shuck. Because when you look at positional value, if I'm a quarterback and the team is telling me, we want you to be our future quarterback, I'm like, well, you're going to have to guarantee my contract. So I bring that up because training camp is starting in a couple weeks. The Chargers, their deadline to report for rookies was, Saturday? It was last week. So the first official second-round pick rookie holdout is Trey Harris. And as we go down the line, that list is going to get longer. So if you're a Saints fan and you're excited and saying, hey, I can't wait to see Tyler Shuck out at minicamp or at training camp in a couple weeks, we still don't know if he's going to be there or not. So it's just going to be something to watch.
Yeah, Jeff, I think the important thing for him is he understands now he not only is in the mix to be the starting quarterback. If you had the pencil, you would put him in as the starting quarterback today for the Saints. So it's important to get him in as quickly as you can. But this is all about, dead presidents printed on paper. That's all it's about.
Yeah, I will.
And it's always going to be about that.
I will add one more thing. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on Tyler to hold out as long as possible because he's the quarterback. Because a lot of teams and players are going to go off of what he does. And there's going to be a lot of pressure on the Saints from other teams to not set the precedent that the number 40 pick in the second round should be getting a fully guaranteed contract. And I think a lot of it right now is posturing. It's going to be whoever blinks first.
Because we've seen this now, and when it got kind of leaked out that the NFLPA and the NFL sort of colluded in not giving fully guaranteed contracts to veteran players after the Deshaun Watson situation happened. Had Deshaun been a great player in Cleveland, you wouldn't have heard anything, Jeff. Nothing. But because of what happened, these other owners are, wait a minute, we ain't getting stuck like that anymore. Jimmy Haslam, you messed this up, but nobody else is going to mess it up. And the Players Association was, that's fine with us. A guarantee is 65 or 70% of the contract. Hey, that works with us. You don't have to guarantee the full contract like what happened with Watson. But that's only because Watson didn't work out. Had he worked out, you wouldn't have heard a peep from these teams about it because of it. But, man, the backlash went on Jimmy Haslam and what happened in Cleveland. And I think some of the after effects is now starting to file into the NFL draft also. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going to the MLB draft. So we're right now in the 20th and final round of the 2025 MLB draft. It's moving along, so it should be done very, very quickly here. But one thing that I saw that was pretty interesting from 64 Analytics that 70 of the first 105 players that were drafted last night, the first three rounds of the MLB draft, went to college. So a majority of the players were collegiate players, obviously, but they had the kind of breakdown of it all. The SEC had 32 players picked in the first three rounds. The ACC had 13. The Big 12 had 6. The Big 10 had 6. The Sun Belt had 4. Conference USA had 2. And then 7 other conferences had 1 player selected on the opening night of the MLB draft. Once again, the first three rounds. A couple other things here that 64 Analytics provided, that the most picks per school, Tennessee had 8, guys, that led the way. LSU, Florida State, and Arkansas each had 4, tied for second place, and then tied for third. Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and Vanderbilt. There is a lot of SEC representation in the 2025 MLB draft. Understandably so, it's the best conference in college baseball. But I just thought it was fascinating that 70 of the first 105 players selected in those first three rounds went to college. And out of those 70, 32 from the SEC, guys.
Charlie, we hadn't had a chance to look it all up yet, and the draft's not over with. But I think there were 8 2025 recruits by LSU that have been selected. Now, the one thing with it, I think if you're a first day pick, rounds 1 through 3, you sort of know what you're going to pay that player. And they know what they're going to get out of that team, or they wouldn't have used that early round selection on you. So, you know, guys that get picked, say in the top 100 selections, you sort of know that that guy's never going to hit the campus. I mean, he's going straight, to the minor leagues and with a major league team. Now, LSU had 5 players picked in the top 106 and actually had, 7 in the top 127. The thing is going to be is, I think, that Jay Johnson knew those top 4 guys, nah, I got no shot at that. Those guys are going to the major leagues. But if you pick 106, 111, 127, you got a shot to bring them there. You got a shot to bring them to LSU because of the NIL deal. But, man, if you get picked real early, that's a big chunk of your recruiting class that is never going to hit Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Never.
You know, Jay likes to reel in the top guys just in case. Like, you remember William Schmidt last year, right?
Yep.
The highest-ranked recruit ever to make it to LSU's campus. He was, like, a top 20 guy, and then he ended up deciding to go to Baton Rouge to play for LSU. So the last update that I saw, Mike, and this is through 15 rounds, Cokie Riley from The Advocate has been keeping up with this, that 9 LSU players were selected.
Okay.
It was 8 initially, but then Connor Ware got taken in the 15th round by the Mets. And then there were 8 high school players that were signed as well. So we'll have to see what ends up happening, if they end up starting their pro careers or if any of those 8 decide to start their journey in college ball and go to LSU. We'll keep you updated because the 20th round is almost over. So it should be done by the time we get back at about 6:10. And then we can share any updates that we have.
Yeah, I think those first 4 to 5 picks, they're not coming to Baton Rouge. I think when you get picked that high, your chances of hitting college are pretty low. The farther back you go, the better chance. But with Schmidt, he made that announcement before the draft, didn't he?
Yes. And so
that's a different story.
To, yeah. You know, like the Dodgers in the middle of the first round. But then he comes out and says that he's going to LSU. And so he ends up, like, it was really kind of funny last year when you were looking at the draft and the top available player was William Schmidt for what felt like forever, but everyone knew that he was going to college, so nobody was going to take him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.